these past days, the Lord has greatly blessed us. Friday evening, our brother Elio, he's a pastor from, I'll give you the translation of the name of the church into English, Followers of Christ Baptist Church, where he's been preaching there for about 18 years now. So a village just outside of Mérida in the Yucatán Peninsula. And hermano, el Señor ha bendecido a nosotros grandemente. Y doy gracias a Dios por la libertad that el Señor ha dado a usted. I was just telling our brother that the Lord has greatly blessed us these past days. And I continue to pray the Lord would give him liberty to preach the gospel to us this morning. Friday we heard the account of our brother Thomas, and we know he didn't, the scripture is silent about it, but we feel that Thomas, he couldn't bring himself to touch the wounds and the nails. He just fell down before the Lord Jesus Christ and he said, "My Lord and my God." And that is the testimony of all God's people. We say that with our brother Thomas. And then Saturday, it was such a blessing for us to be reminded that our Lord does not lie. All the promises of God in Christ Jesus are yea and amen. And as the saying goes, without further ado, hermano, pase usted.
Buenos días, tengan todos.
Good morning, everybody.
Hoy concluimos nuestra visita con ustedes.
Today we conclude our visit with you.
Doy gracias a Dios por este tiempo de estar con ustedes.
I give thanks to God that I could be here with you.
Yo les pido a ustedes, hermanas y hermanos, que sigan firme en este evangelio.
I would ask that you would, brothers and sisters, continue faithfully in the gospel.
La palabra de Dios es firme para con aquellos que son firmes.
The word of God is firm and sure to those who are firm and sure by God's grace.
No es en vano esta carrera que estamos llevando.
This race is not in vain for the believer.
A la final de esta carrera tenemos un galardón.
At the end of this race we have a reward.
Es el premio que Cristo Jesús ha preparado para su iglesia.
And this is what the Lord Jesus Christ has prepared for his church.
Pero hay que seguir.
But we must follow.
Empezamos en la fe y terminamos en la fe.
We begin by faith and we conclude by faith. In the faith.
Quiero que me acompañen juntamente conmigo en el libro de Tesalonicenses.
I would ask you to join me in the book of 1 Thessalonians.
En su capítulo 5.
In chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5.
Hermano, vamos a darle lectura desde ahí y después llegamos a donde vamos.
Muy bien, gracias. We're going to commence in verse 12.
Primera de Tesalonicenses en su capítulo 5.
1 Thessalonians in chapter 5.
Vamos a leer desde el versículo 12 y llegamos hasta el 18.
We're going to begin reading in verse 12 to verse 18.
Dice el primer versículo.
This is what the first verse says, beginning in verse 12.
Os rogamos, hermanos,
and we beseech you, brethren,
que reconozcáis a los que trabajan entre vosotros,
to know them which labor among you,
y os presiden en el Señor,
and are over you in the Lord,
y os amonestan,
and admonish you,
y que los tengáis en mucha estima y amor por causa de su obra.
And to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake.
Tened paz entre vosotros.
And to be at peace among yourselves.
También os rogamos, hermanos.
Now we exhort you, brethren.
Que amonestéis a los ociosos.
Warn them that are unruly.
Que alentéis a los de poco ánimo.
Comfort the feeble-minded.
Que sostengáis a los débiles.
Support the weak.
Que seáis pacientes para con todos.
Be patient toward all men.
Mirad que ninguno pague a otro mal por mal.
See that none render evil for evil unto any man.
Antes, seguid siempre lo bueno.
But ever follow that which is good.
Unos para con otros.
Both among yourselves.
Y para con todos.
And to all men.
Estad siempre gozosos.
Rejoice evermore.
Orad sin cesar.
Pray without ceasing.
Dad gracias en todo.
In everything give thanks.
Porque esta es la voluntad de Dios para con vosotros en Cristo Jesús.
For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you.
El título de este tema es la gratitud del creyente hacia Dios.
The title of my message this morning is The Gratitude of the Believer to God.
Dios me ha dado este mensaje en esta mañana.
The Lord gave me this message this morning.
Donde mi corazón siente esa gratitud a Dios.
Where my heart feels this gratitude towards God.
Por concederme esa dicha de estar con ustedes.
For allowing me the privilege to be with you.
Es nuestro deber, ¿verdad? Dar gracias a Él.
This is what we ought to do, is it not so? To give thanks to God.
Él nos da la vida.
He gives us life.
Él nos da la fuerza.
He gives us strength.
Y Él nos da la salud.
And He gives us health.
Y gracias doy a Él por estar aquí.
And I give thanks to Him for being here.
Vamos a estar aquí en el versículo 18.
We're going to look here at verse 18.
Dice, dad gracias en todo.
It says here, in everything, give thanks.
En todo momento.
In every moment.
Pero empecemos en el versículo 16.
But we'll begin again in verse 16.
Estad siempre gozosos.
Rejoice evermore.
Este es el mensaje que el apóstol Pablo.
This is the message that the apostle Paul
está dándoles a la iglesia de Tesalónica.
That Paul is giving to the church in Thessalonica.
Para que ellos deben mostrar su gozo en todo tiempo.
That they might demonstrate their joy at all times.
Porque esta es la voluntad de Dios.
Because this is the will of God.
Que nos regocijemos siempre en Él.
That we rejoice evermore in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Oremos siempre.
Pray without ceasing.
Y demos gracias por lo que somos.
And we give thanks for what we are.
No olvidemos que Pablo dijo.
I trust we do not forget that Paul said,
si soy lo que soy, por la gracia de Dios.
By the grace of God, I am what I am.
Y si estamos en esta mañana aquí, en este lugar, congregados,
and if we are here this morning, gathered together, congregated together,
es por la gracia de Dios.
It's by the grace of God.
Lo que tenemos,
what we have,
dónde estamos,
where we are,
y todo lo que pasa en la vida del creyente,
and everything that passes in the life of a believer,
son la voluntad de Dios para con nosotros.
Is by the will of God.
Todo lo que pase en nuestras vidas es voluntad de Dios.
Everything that passes in the life of a believer is by the will of God.
El apóstol San Pablo, él dijo de esta manera.
The apostle, Saint, Paul, he says it as follows.
Que todas las cosas ayudan a bien.
That all things work together for good.
Si la palabra de Dios dice que todas las cosas,
if the word of God says all things work together for good,
ayudan a bien,
work together for good,
entonces,
then,
así va a ser.
That is so.
Así va a ser.
That is so.
Es lo que dice en Romanos 8:28.
This is what it says in Romans chapter 8, verse 28.
Y sabemos que a los que aman a Dios,
and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God.
Todas las cosas les ayudan a bien.
All things work together for good to them that love God.
Esto es a los que conforme a su propósito son llamados.
To them who are the called according to his purpose.
El creyente o la iglesia.
The believer or the church.
Debemos regocijarnos siempre.
We ought to always rejoice.
Y dar gracias al Señor que nos salvó.
And give thanks to the Lord who saved us.
La palabra regocijo,
the word rejoice means
es alegre, es estar alegre.
To be glad, to be happy.
Alegrar,
to be joyful.
Júbilo,
rejoice.
Alegría,
happiness.
Deleitarse,
to delight oneself.
Gozarse,
to be filled with joy.
En las tribulaciones.
In tribulations.
Regocíjate en la prosperidad.
We rejoice in prosperity.
Cuando estamos sanos, trabajando.
When we're healthy.
Tenemos fuerza.
When we're healthy and working and we have our strength.
El Señor bendice nuestros trabajos, ¿verdad?
The Lord blesses our labors. Is that not so?
Y también hay tiempo de adversidad.
And so too, there are times of adversity.
En todo momento, en tiempo dulce,
in every moment, in sweet times,
y en tiempo amargo,
and in sour times.
Ora siempre al Señor.
We pray always to the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray always to the Lord. We pray without ceasing.
Vive una actitud de oración.
I'm speaking about living in an attitude of prayer.
Y esfuérzate cada día para con el Señor.
That your praise and adoration and thanksgiving would rise to the Lord.
Cada día hay una lucha con esta carne.
Every day there is a battle in this flesh.
Pero hay que esforzarnos.
But we ought to struggle.
Dios le dijo a Josué.
The Lord said to Joshua,
esfuérzate y sé valiente.
Be strong and courageous.
Hay un esfuerzo continuo.
There's a strength with you.
Dice, solamente esfuérzate y sé muy valiente.
Our brother is reading from Joshua.
Chapter 1. Capítulo 1.
Joshua chapter 1. If you'd like to turn there. And we read there in verse 6.
Versículo 6.
Verse 6.
Esfuérzate y sé valiente.
Be strong and of good courage.
Porque tú repartirás a este pueblo por heredad la tierra.
For under this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance.
La cual juré a sus padres que le daría a ellos.
The land which I swear unto their fathers to give them.
Nuevamente, versículo 7 dice también.
And we see here in verse 7 also.
Solamente esfuérzate y sé muy valiente.
Only be thou strong and very courageous.
Para cuidar de hacer conforme a la ley.
That thou mayest observe to do according to all the law.
Que mi siervo Moisés te mandó.
Which Moses, my servant, commanded thee.
Y después el 9 dice, mira que te mando.
And it says, and it says here, in verse 9, have not I commanded thee?
Mira que te mando, que te esfuerces y seas valiente.
Have I not commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage.
¿De dónde puede provenir esta fuerza?
Where does the strength come from? Where does this courage come from?
Únicamente del Señor.
This strength and this courage only comes from the Lord Jesus Christ.
Pedro dijo de esta manera.
Peter said as follows.
Que somos guardados en la palabra de Dios.
That we're kept by the word of God.
Viene de Dios las fuerzas.
The strength, the courage comes from God.
Vivamos una vida de oración aun cuando no tengas una necesidad.
We live a life of prayer even when we do not have any needs.
Hay creyentes,
are there believers,
personas,
people,
que cuando todo está en paz,
when everything is at peace,
se olvidan de Dios.
They forget about God.
Se olvidan de Dios.
They forget about God.
Y Dios manda que debemos tener una actitud de oración.
And God commands us that we ought to have an attitude of prayer.
Cuando no tengas una necesidad.
Yet when we have no need at all.
Que tu alabanza,
that your worship, your praise,
oración,
your prayer,
y acción de gracia,
and thanksgiving,
se eleven,
be brought before
constantemente,
the Lord constantly,
para Dios,
before
nuestro Señor Jesucristo,
before our God, the Lord Jesus Christ.
Este es la vida del creyente.
This is the life of a believer.
Todo el tiempo.
At all times.
No debemos parar.
We ought not to cease.
Muy desagradecido es aquel que no considera.
Very ungrateful is he who does not value.
Tan alto valor.
The great value of.
A la justicia de Cristo.
The righteousness of Christ.
Y a la esperanza de la vida eterna.
And the hope of eternal life.
Que permite.
That we have.
Que cualquier cosa en su vida.
How ungrateful is he who allows anything in their life
que opaque el don de la gracia.
That overshadows the gift of God's grace.
Esa palabra es enturbecer. Es
overshadow.
Como enturbecer, que entuber. En
sí.
Opaque.
Opaque. Sí. Creo que tengo algo equivalente. He wants to make sure that I'm saying overshadows the gift of God's grace. He wants to be clear about this. Continúa, hermano.
¿Cómo puedo quejarme cuando soy heredero de Dios y coheredero en el Señor Jesucristo?
How can I be ungrateful when I'm an heir of God and a co-heir with Christ?
No hay razón, ¿verdad?
There's no reason. Is that not so? There's no reason to be ungrateful.
Veamos qué es lo que nos dice en el libro de Colosenses.
Let's look at what we see in the book of Colossians. In the book of Colossians.
Capítulo 2.
Chapter 2.
Versículos 6 y 7.
Verse 6 and 7.
Por tanto,
as ye have therefore,
de la manera que habéis recibido al Señor Jesucristo,
as ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord,
andad en él,
so walk in him.
Camina en Cristo.
Walk in him.
Follow Sigue him. Ese camino que Cristo te ha mostrado.
Follow the path, the way that Christ has demonstrated.
Anda en ese camino.
Walk in this path. Walk in this way.
Cristo dijo,
the Lord Jesus Christ said,
yo soy el camino y la vida.
I am the way, the life.
Él es el único medio que Dios el Padre.
The Lord Jesus Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except by me. He is the only way to the Father.
Para llegar a Dios el Padre.
He is the only way to come to God
the Father. Camino es Cristo.
Only one way, and that's Christ.
¿Cómo has recibido a Cristo como la sustancia de toda verdad salvadora?
How have you received Christ as the substance and object of all saving truth?
Como el cumplimiento de todas las promesas.
As the fulfillment of all promises.
Como la fuente de la gracia.
As the source of all grace.
Como el único sacrificio y justicia perfecta ante Dios.
As the only sacrifice and perfect righteousness before God.
Como el único objeto y dador de la fe.
As the sole object and giver of faith.
Misericordia,
mercy,
bondad,
goodness,
piedad,
and godliness.
De la misma manera, entonces,
in the same way you receive Christ,
en que lo has recibido a Cristo,
in the way you have received him,
continúa, sigue.
So then continue to walk in him.
No te detengas.
Don't stop.
Sigue hacia adelante.
Rather move forward, continue to follow the Lord Jesus Christ.
¿Qué dijo el libro de Hebreos?
What do we read in the book of Hebrews?
Puesto los ojos en Jesús.
Looking unto Jesus.
El autor.
The author.
Y consumador de la fe.
And finisher of our faith.
Pablo, él dijo de esta manera en el libro de Hebreos. Si quieren ustedes buscarlo.
The Apostle Paul said as follows. If you'd like to join me, turn with me to Hebrews chapter 12.
Hebreos capítulo 10.
Hebrews chapter 12.
Versículos 38 y 39.
Verse 28 and 29.
Dice aquí el versículo 38. Mas el justo vivirá por fe.
It says here in verse 28.
Hebreos capítulo 10, versículo 38.
Capítulo 10, perdón.
Capítulo 10, versículo 38.
We want to look at Hebrews chapter 10. I said Hebrews chapter 12. I have it wrong in my notes. And our brother has asked us to look at verse 38. Verse 38. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 38.
Mas el justo vivirá por fe.
Now the just shall live by faith.
Y si retrocediera, dice, no agradará a mi alma.
But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him.
Dios dice, si retrocedes, no va a agradar a mi alma.
If any man draw back, that man shall have no pleasure, the Lord will have no pleasure in him.
Versículo 39.
Verse 39.
Pero nosotros,
but we,
somos de los que, pero nosotros no somos de los que retroceden,
but we are not of them who draw back,
para perdición,
unto perdition,
sino de los que tienen fe, para preservación del alma.
But of them that believe to the saving of the soul.
El verdadero creyente no retrocede.
The true believer does not draw back.
Yo tengo esta seguridad en decirlo.
I have this security.
Que todo creyente no retrocede.
I have the security from the Word of God that sets forth that no believer will draw back.
Sigue adelante.
They continue to follow the Lord Jesus Christ.
El Señor dijo de esta manera.
The Lord Jesus Christ said as follows.
Mis ovejas oyen mi voz y me siguen.
My sheep hear my voice and they follow me.
Y dice el Señor, yo les doy vida eterna.
And he said, I give them eternal life.
Y no perecerán.
And they shall never perish.
Qué gloriosa seguridad nos da el Señor.
What glorious assurance the Lord Jesus Christ has given us.
Mi esperanza es Cristo.
My hope is Christ.
La esperanza de ustedes, hermanos y hermanas, debe ser Cristo.
The hope of you, brothers and sisters, ought to be the Lord Jesus Christ.
Espera en Él.
Hope in Him. Wait in Him. Trust in Him.
No te detengas. Sigue hacia adelante.
Don't stop. Continue to follow Him.
Vivamos día tras día en esta fe.
We live day by day in this faith.
Que es un don que Dios da.
Which is the gift that God has given.
A su iglesia.
To His church.
Esta fe es la fe común.
This faith is the common faith.
Que posee todos los hijos de Dios.
That every child of God possesses.
Que es don de Dios.
It's the gift of God.
Vivamos día tras día en esta fe confiando.
We live day by day in this faith. Trusting
únicamente en Cristo Jesús,
only in the Lord Jesus Christ,
en su justicia,
in His righteousness,
su redención,
His redemption,
su sangre,
His blood.
Confiemos en Él únicamente.
We only trust in Him.
Confirmados, seguimos en Él, en el versículo 7 de Colosenses.
Muy bien. Please return to Colossians chapter 2. And we're looking
Colosenses
at
capítulo 2, donde estamos. Versículo 7.
In verse 7. Colossians 2, verse 7.
Arraigados y sobreedificados en Él.
Rooted and built up in Him.
Confirmados en la fe.
And established in the faith.
Así como habéis sido enseñados.
As ye have been taught.
Abundando en acciones de gracia.
Abounding therein with thanksgiving.
Esta es la razón por qué Dios me dio este mensaje.
This is the reason that God gave me this message.
Siento esta gratitud en mi corazón de poder estar aquí.
I feel this gratitude to God that I might be here.
Y doy gracias a Dios en esta mañana.
And I give thanks to God this morning.
Tenemos tres medios para un andar constante con Cristo Jesús.
We have three means given to us so that we may constantly walk with Christ Jesus our Lord.
Primero,
first,
dice arraigados en un arraigados.
Notice, it says rooted.
Es un ejemplo tomado de los árboles que están arraigados profundamente en la tierra.
It's an example taken from deeply rooted trees in the earth.
No es fácil de arrancar.
It's not easy to uproot them.
Así el creyente.
Just the same the believer.
Que está en Cristo Jesús arraigado.
Who's in Christ, rooted in Him.
Aunque venga tormentas en tu vida.
Although storms come into your life.
Nunca serás arrancado de Cristo.
The believer rooted in Christ will not ever be rooted up out of Him.
Cristo Jesús.
Christ Jesus.
Él es nuestra ancla de seguridad.
He is our anchor of security.
Aquí los hermanos o hermanas, no sé si conocen de los barcos que les tiran un ancla.
I don't know, brothers and sisters, if you know about those great ships that lay out an anchor in the ocean.
Ese ancla que es tirado es para sostener el barco.
The anchor that's lowered into the ocean is put there to, otra vez,
ese ancla,
to keep the ship stable and safe.
Cuando venga tormentas en el mar,
when the storms come to the sea,
ese barco va a ser sostenido por el ancla.
This anchor will be sustained through that storm by the anchor.
Aunque sea virado, pero está firme allá.
Although it be tossed to and fro, as long as that anchor is there, it'll be kept stable and sustained.
Así es la fe del creyente, está firme
en el Señor. Just the
same
is the faith, the gift of God given to the believer in Christ Jesus.
Así es.
It's just so.
Arraigados en Cristo, es el agarre de la fe.
Rooted in Christ, it's the being rooted by faith.
Que se apodera de Cristo.
That's by the power of Christ, established in the faith, rooted and established.
Su fuerza.
His strength.
Nutrición,
nutrition,
vida y fruto le son provistos a esa fe por Cristo.
And the fruit that are provided by the gift of faith, by Christ.
Leemos Juan 15.
If you would, please turn with me to John's Gospel, chapter
Juan
15.
Capítulo 15.
In the Gospel of John, chapter 15.
Estamos viendo su fuerza, nutrición, vida y fruto son provistos por esa fe en Cristo.
We're looking at the strength, the nourishment, the life, the fruit that Christ provides us with here in this portion. It's provided by the gift of faith, by Christ.
Versículo 1 dice...
Verse 1 says as follows.
Yo soy la vid verdadera y mi padre es el labrador.
I am the true vine and my father is the husbandman.
Todo pámpano que en mí no lleva fruto,
every branch in me that beareth not fruit,
lo quitará.
He taketh away.
Y todo aquel que lleva fruto,
and every branch that beareth fruit,
lo limpiará para que lleve más fruto.
He purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit.
Esa es la obra.
This
la
is,
obra que el Señor hace en la vida del creyente.
This is the work that the Lord performs in the life of a believer.
Hay frutos.
There's fruits.
Son las bendiciones que Él produce en su pueblo.
It's speaking about those blessings that He produces in His people.
Somos enseñados en la palabra de Dios.
We are taught in the word of God.
Y establecidos en la doctrina de la fe.
And we are established in the doctrine of faith.
Los creyentes constituyen el edificio.
believers constitute the building.
Que está firmemente establecido.
That is firmly established.
Y crece en la fe del Señor Jesucristo.
And established and grows in the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Quiero hablar del edificio.
Muy bien.
Sí. Hablé de un edificio.
I want to speak about the building.
La palabra de Dios dice que somos templo de Dios.
The word of God says we are the temple of God.
Y cada creyente es un edificio que está firmemente establecido en el Señor Jesucristo.
And every believer is a temple that is firmly established in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Me viene en el pensamiento.
A thought just occurred to me.
La palabra de Dios que dice, aquel hombre que edificó en arena.
The word of God speaks of a man who built a building upon the sand.
Vino las lluvias, el viento, cayó la casa.
And the storms and the rains came and the building fell.
Pero el que edificó firmemente sobre una roca.
But the man who built firmly his building upon the rock.
Vino el viento, la lluvia.
The winds and the rains came.
Y su casa permaneció firme.
And his building remained established on the rock and did not fall.
Yo les invito, hermanas y hermanos, a seguir firmes.
I want to invite you, brothers and sisters, to faithfully follow.
Sigan firmes.
Continue to faithfully follow.
Si el Señor ha puesto a este hombre aquí,
if the Lord Jesus Christ has faithfully put this man here,
es para alimentar a su iglesia.
Is to feed his church.
Por medio de la predicación del evangelio.
By the means that God has given, the preaching of the gospel.
Hay lugares.
There are places.
Donde es anhelado la palabra de Dios y no hay quien les predique.
There are places where they have the word of God, where no one preaches.
Pero gracias damos a Dios.
But we give thanks to God.
Que él ha enviado a uno de sus siervos aquí.
That he has sent one of his servants here.
Para hablarles la esperanza que hay en Cristo.
To speak of the hope that there is in Christ.
Para terminar en esta mañana.
To conclude this morning.
Hay muchas razones para esta acción de gracia.
There are many reasons for thanksgiving.
Uno, el inefable don de Cristo.
One of them is the unspeakable gift of Christ.
A favor de pobres pecadores elegidos a vida eterna.
The unchangeable gift of Christ in favor of poor sinners chosen for eternal life.
La fe misma,
faith itself,
que es el don de Dios,
which is the gift of God,
es el regalo de Dios.
It's the gift of God
que llega a su pueblo,
that he gives to his people,
a sus hijos,
to his sons and daughters.
Esta fe que es don de Dios,
this faith that is the gift of God,
no se compra.
You cannot buy it.
Ni se gana por méritos.
Nor can you gain it by any self-merit.
Sino es un regalo que Dios da.
No, it's the gift that God gives.
A sus hijos.
To his children.
Qué gozo, ¿verdad?
What joy. Is it not so?
Esta fe no todos lo poseen, hermanos y hermanas.
not everyone possesses this faith, brothers and sisters.
La palabra de Dios nos dice,
the word of God tells us,
que sin fe es imposible agradar a Dios.
That without faith it is impossible to please God.
¿Ves la importancia de la fe?
This is speaking about the importance of faith.
La fe es la que nos hace creer a Cristo.
This is, faith is what enables us and makes us to believe on Christ.
Porque proviene de Él.
Because it comes forth from Him, from Christ.
El Evangelio y la luz espiritual que solo Él puede darnos.
The gospel and the spiritual light, it's only that which God can give.
Estamos viendo las razones por qué debemos dar gracias a Dios. Estamos viendo.
We're going to be looking at reasons for giving thanks to God.
Los ministros verdaderos que Cristo prepara para su viña.
The true ministers that Christ prepares for his vineyard.
Damos gracias a Dios por ello.
We give thanks to God for this.
Todas las bendiciones que están únicamente en Cristo Jesús.
All blessings are only in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Todas, todas.
All of them. All blessings are found in Christ.
Dice al final de Colosenses capítulo 2 en su versículo 13.
We read here in Colossians, if you'd return there once again, chapter 2, in verse 13.
Colosenses 2, 3, versículo 13.
Colossians 2, verse 13.
Y a vosotros,
and you,
estando muerto en pecados,
being dead in your sins,
y en la incircuncisión de vuestra carne,
and the uncircumcision of your faith,
os dio vida juntamente con él,
hath he quickened together with him.
Es Cristo.
This word him is speaking about Christ.
Él es el dador de la vida.
He is the giver of life.
Una persona muerta,
a person who is dead,
solamente Cristo puede darle vida.
Only Christ can give them life.
Lázaro, ven fuera.
Lazarus, come forth.
Palabras con poder.
Words with power.
Mateo, sígueme.
Matthew, follow me.
Un llamamiento eficaz que no falla.
An effectual call that cannot fail.
Zaqueo, desciende y ven.
Zacchaeus, come down.
La voz de Cristo va con poder.
The voice of Christ comes with power.
Y este evangelio que anunciamos y predicamos,
and this gospel that we announce and that we preach,
es poder de Dios para salvación a todo aquel que cree.
Is the power of God to all who believe.
Dios les bendiga, hermanos.
May the Lord bless you, brethren.
Sigan firmes. Sigan, hermanos.
Continue onward faithfully.
Solo Dios sabe si podré estar nuevamente con ustedes.
Our brother is saying simply this. Only God knows if I'll be here once again with you.
Si yo muriera,
if I die,
y ustedes viven, sigan.
And if you live, follow him. Follow him.
Sigan adelante.
Keep on following him.
No es en vano la carrera.
It is not in vain, the race.
Dios les bendiga, hermanos.
God bless you, brothers and sisters. Qué bendición, hermano. Doy gracias a Dios por este mensaje. What a blessing. Give thanks to the Lord for the message our brother brought us this morning. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Amen.